I thought it was a scrappy game. There was a lot of fundamental skill errors, probably from both sides, but in particular from us, particularly with some errors forward to centre and decision making, which we missed with some opportunities to hit the scoreboard. Yeah, that's probably the main assessment of it.
We put that down to odds. You guys have been quite competitive all year. Today was probably a rare blemish. Can you put your finger on why there were perhaps some more skill errors or more decision making errors than usual?
I think it just comes with time playing at the level. There are a few that hadn't played a lot of AFL this year. You know, injuries are at double figures, and that's a great opportunity for our club to build our depth. It's also a great opportunity to view our depth, look at more players, and be able to assess their game along the way. So sometimes that improves the more you play at the level, you settle into it. So there's a little bit in that. And also a bit of pressure from the Dogs. Applied some good pressure, so it's a combination of both.
Some of the unbuilds and guys that haven't had much of a chance to see for guys like Paulson Lamb playing, how do you view their games today?
I thought all of our players at times were a little bit scrappy. That's probably the best way to assess it. We had moments. I thought we started the game really well. We finished well. We had a crack late. We had some looks. In between was scrappy, yeah.
How did you see the midfield functioning?
Yeah, I think the centre square bounce they probably got on top by a few. Clearances were fairly even. Gave an opportunity for Moore to rotate through there. So that's what I'm saying. It just gives more exposures for our players. Samo Petrescu's seat and gets a little bit more of a go in there. You know, from time to time, we'll put Charlie in there. Matty Wright, Nick Graham. The load just has to get shared, and that's part of it. Injuries come with the game, and they give opportunity for others. That's the way we look at it. Find out more about our list.
Was Daisy close to playing today? Do you think he'll be right for next week?
Not sure if he'll be right for next week. We gave him as much as we could during the week, but he's got a strain in his soleus.
How well do you think the team's running out games? Obviously, had injuries for a factor today, but do you think they're running out games? What's that compared to one? Is that just an experience there?
Running out?
As far as just running out of steam a little bit in the final quarter.
Well, I thought we went okay in the last quarter. We got some looks. Yeah, we had some opportunities. What was the score differential in the last?
3 goals for 2, I think.
Okay, yeah.
How do you go about incentivising the team? The final's clearly out of the picture now. I know it's an opportunity for a lot of young players, but can you talk about, you know, your role and how you dangle the carrot in front of the players now late in the season? Clearly, talking, you know, saw the tide, maybe, can't make finals.
Yeah, I think our character's pretty strong. We don't need to question that. They've played with some real spirit and effort most of the year, and I've said a number of times we've been right in the game. I think our next layer is, you know, I think we give the effort stuff. We play a pretty strong system by and large that holds up. It's a bit of the detail. Let it be the craft and the mastery, just being able to execute what's required in tight situations. I think that's the next layer. Our players are fully aware of it, and they'll be determined to keep showing growth in that area. I hope you're right there. Yeah, see how that one unfolds. But he's had a really, really strong year. You know, he competes really hard in the ruck, and most importantly, spread around the ground's a strong point. So yeah, that's pleasing. And you know, I thought some of the aerial work from Liam Jones again today, people would smile at. He threw himself into a lot of contests.
Nice to be able to announce for him a new deal earlier today.
Yeah, we're wrapped to have Liam, and the good thing about those stories is that it's been hard-earned. But even in and around that, I think there's another message. I reckon we've had about 10 or 11 signings in the last 5 weeks, which says that our players, and particularly some of our younger talent, feel that they're heading in the right direction, being developed as people as well as footballers. So that's a good sign that it's a place people want to be, and we want to keep bringing people along with us.
Do you think stories like Liam and the way he's turned his career around inspire guys that are fighting for their careers?
I'd hope so, yeah. It's an amazing mindset, isn't it? When you put yourself in a really determined space, what you can achieve.
Thanks, Jack.
often above and beyond what you even thought yourself. So, I'd hope a few people get some incentive from that.
Someone like Matthew Wright, probably one of your lower profile recruits a few years ago, but three goals today. What sort of value has he brought to the club, just a really consistent performance?
Yeah, I think he's one that, you know, I talked about effort's fundamental to games, system are fundamental to games, but also then the craft, you know, some of the detail. And I think he looks and plays with that way. He finishes well. He stays front and square when necessary. He just does the simple things more often. And that's a good message for a lot of our list. Yeah.
Ryan Murray's assistant coach is Johnny Barker. Reading a lot of talk about him at the moment and his senior coaching credentials. Do you think that he is ready for that? And how much do you appreciate and admire his development as a coach?
Yeah. I probably should start by saying it's really rude to talk about senior coaching positions until they're available. First of all, I'll just say that. I want to preface that. I just think in the industry we need to make sure that we're really respectful of that, because you're dealing with people, you're dealing with clubs and livelihood. But what I would say about Johnny Barker and a lot of the level fours, because I went through a bit of that process, they've worked really, really hard on giving themselves the best opportunity, and provided you've been in the system for a long time, you're doing all you can to educate, you put yourself in a good place, and John's done that, and that's all we can ask for, and that value adds to our footy club.
Do you feel as if you'd be ready to take the next step?
Yeah, but I think there's Johnny and many that could take the next step. It's more about the fit though, isn't it? When people interview, it's about both parties being aligned. I think we think externally it's just about an opportunity arises, this person will just slot straight into it. But there's a lot of conversation both ways about it aligning for that football club or that person. Both things have got a mirror.
Yeah, have you had that chat with him?
I'd rather go off the topic now.
Yeah,
thanks.
Are you going to be on back next week?
I hope so, yeah. I reckon he's a little bit more away, yeah.
Happy Josh.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.